As we've been talking about this morning, Lincoln County Fair opens up tomorrow, runs all the way through next week, 1st through the 9th. And Ryan Lyman, he's a member of the Lincoln County Fair Board, oversees entertainment. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Duke.
How you feeling today, the day before?
I am spry and ready to go.
Good. Good for you. Well, considering how much work goes into this thing, and especially the scramble here down the stretch for your concert act, I wanted to start with that. When the news comes across from Eastern Corbin's team that says, hey, guess what? Oh. He's sick, and he's going to go on vocal
heart
rest.
Heart just sinks.
I mean, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And so
it was a bit of a roller coaster there for a minute. Exciting and all of that.
I can only imagine. But it all comes out in the end with Chris Lane, who, I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, super excited.
Easton Corbin had 3 number ones. Chris Lane has 3 number ones.
Yep.
Same number of top 10 hits. I mean, you're exchanging greatness for greatness here.
We are. We're unfortunately, obviously, we hate to see Easton, and you know, we don't wish him well with his recovery. But we are super excited for Chris Lane. Glad that their team has been working very quickly and helping us and our a lot of folks on our team as well that we're super thankful for.
Yeah, well, it seems like people are pretty excited, as they should be, to have Chris Lane as the replacement. I don't know how you guys pulled it off.
Ryan, yeah, the reception has been honestly just miracles, I think, really. I don't know how else to explain it. But yeah, we're excited, and the response, you know, we're just grateful for the community kind of also kind of rallying around us, because we get it, you know, it's not what the tickets you bought, but the response has been really, really good. We're thankful for that as well.
Of course, the tickets purchased for Easton are honored for Chris Lane.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, and we're encouraging everybody to take a look at Chris Lane if you've never heard of him. You may not recognize the name, but if you Google him and look up some of his chart-topping singles, I think it's going to be an awesome concert.
Absolutely. Tell us about the opening act. It sounds like he's really starting to catch fire, too.
Yeah. Zach John King, just a young guy kind of starting out. And yeah, we're excited for the whole show. It's going to be really good.
Perfect. Monday night is the country concert with Chris Lane, and that'll kick off at 7 o'clock with the opening act, and then Chris Lane will take stage following that. All right, Ryan, let's go through this thing. What's happening? You, of course, oversee all the on-the-grounds entertainment and everything that happens. Our big top, tiny top on the grounds. I'm kind of excited for this opening weekend because you have the new Adventure Zone Bounce House and Water Park this year for 3 days to open things up.
Yeah, and if you've driven past, you kind of see them starting to set up. They'll be opening tomorrow at 11, so they're going 11 to 7 for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's free. We're just hoping families come out. There'll be some of our vendors and food options available already, and of course we got the car show Saturday also, so you know, come out and see the car show. You got the bounce house going on, and yeah, like I said, it's free. Hoping to have a good family option there.
And emphasizing, it does continue into Sunday this year, right, for that water park?
It does, yep. It's 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Perfect. Fair parade Saturday at 5. What do you have in the main arena Friday, Saturday?
So Friday night's the Enduro Extreme Moto Enduro, and that's a crowd-pleasing event. They're going to be building track today. So that's going to be exciting and energizing, I believe.
Very cool. Ryan Lyman in studio, Fair Board member with the Lincoln County Fair, oversees on the grounds entertainment. Let's talk about the big top, Ryan, and some of the entertainment you have. I've looked up some of the music acts.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe we're getting these people just for free to go get a burger and sit there and eat it.
Exactly. Yeah. A couple things we try to take input from the community and change things up a little bit. So they won't always just be playing under the big top. All of the acts are going to switch between the tiny top and the big top throughout the week. And so if you like, you know, getting food down on one end of the midway, you'll have music down there and back and forth. And we got comics and magicians and a lot of good things for the kids. Yeah, I am super excited about our music lineup under the tents. Cal Tucky, what do they call it? Jamgrass. So excited for that. It's just a 4-piece bluegrass style band, unplugged, but upright bass, mandolin, banjo, guitar, and they rock it too with the bluegrass, but very, very good musicians. Yeah, the Sterling Drake Band, Brennan Scott Green. He actually plays the guitar and the didgeridoo.
No, at the same time?
I think so. So that's pretty cool. He's country music songwriter. What's unique, I think, about all of these musicians is they are our songwriters, and man, some of their lyrics are just so good. And they're storytellers. They're blue collar people. They got families, and so they'll fit right in here in Star Valley and in Lincoln County.
Next weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, one of the acts. Let's see, trying to find it here. I'm going to have him on the morning show.
Oh, Logan Mack.
Logan Mack. Yeah, Logan Mack's going to join me on the air next week, and he mentioned that. Oklahoma boy.
Yep.
He's got a full-time job trying to make it as a musician. He's bringing his whole family out to Lincoln County to go to the fair.
Yeah.
And he is fantastic.
He is. As far as lyrics goes, man, he has got some heart-wrenching stuff. But yeah, he just down home type of guy. I mean, he's worked construction and been an operator, oil field. You know, he's a hard working family man.
Got the mariachi band back this year as
coming
well,
right? Back. They'll be in the Big Top and the Tiny Top. Yeah, super excited for them as well.
Perfect. Ryan, you mentioned there's going to be some more of the novelty acts coming, the kind of the comedy shows, juggling shows, and of course the big favorites, the hypnotists. You have Chris Mabry coming back.
Chris Mabry, and of all of the hypnotists we've had, he's the most requested. It's just hard for us to sometimes with scheduling. We always try and have a hypnotist, but yeah, Chris is coming back, and we're very excited to have Chris back. Yeah, we got some comic magicians. We got an impressionist who is super good. He has a lot of good impressions that he does, and kind of a comedy show there as well.
Perfect. And of course, on the final Saturday, it's all about the Tap Classics every time, right?
Local talent, and a lot of families come out and support him. It's so good to see all those from little kids all the way up. Every age group comes out and performs, and it's a really good community event.
Fantastic show. So all that entertainment absolutely free, Big Top, Tiny Top. Also some kind of roaming around the grounds acts again.
Yeah,
this year,
there'll
right?
be some magicians out around on the grounds and stilt walking and all that good stuff that you see at the fair.
Perfect. Ryan Lyman in studio, Lincoln County Fair Board member. Ryan, anything else entertainment wise you feel is worth mentioning here?
You know, we're going to have the truck pulls again Saturday, this coming Saturday night, and then three nights of rodeo, PRC of rodeo. I don't know if anybody's checked out some of the cowboys that are coming and cowgirls. Wow. They are high-ranked, high-earning cowboys and cowgirls. And
a couple top 10 people.
Yes, absolutely. Right, absolutely. Yeah, they're crushing it right now, and we're excited to have them with us. One other act, the Axe Women of Loggers of Maine. So these are lumberjills that axe throwing and log rolling, and so that's going to be a pretty cool show. We got a Equator's Edge, it's called. So this is different animals from south of the equator, basically around the equator. So maybe some animals you haven't seen before.
Absolutely. So and of course it's worth mentioning as well, a lot of these acts are here for multiple days, but if you go to the fair on a Monday, Tuesday, it is not the same fair on Thursday, Friday, right?
Yep, I mean, exactly.
You got to come back.
Yep, you got to come back. We try and change up the different acts and whatnot. So
absolutely. Find the full day-by-day complete schedule online at LincolnCountyFair.info. You can also get it all on one sheet in this week's edition of the Star Valley Independent. Fair Board member Ryan Lyman in studio. Ryan, anything else we missed you'd like to mention today?
Not that I don't. There's so much I can't have it all memorized, but just appreciate the support of SVI Media, the Fair Board, and a lot of volunteers and people working behind the scenes that you just don't know about. And man, we sure appreciate all these folks and just want to say thank you.
I can't even imagine the combined number of hours of volunteer work
You got to get a spreadsheet out for that one.
I know. Astronomical amount. Ryan Lyman in studio. Details at LincolnCountyFair.info. It all starts tomorrow for this year's 2025 Lincoln County Fair.